February 2nd, 2012, 10 hours, 50 minutes, 9 seconds.
Air Sea Rescue Halifax, bonjour.
Hi, it's Captain Ross here. I'm the DDO over here in Winnipeg. So just going through the status on there that you guys put up there for that case that was over in McAvick there. It says that the case is still ongoing as of, I guess, the latest status on.
Last night, yeah, but the latest we heard was that they located the search object deceased.
Yeah.
And so that'll be it. We're going to contact them this morning, find out exactly where he was located.
Oh, okay. So when did they find him? Was that...
Sometime, we got advised, let's see, the file, called the RCMP. So one of our guys called the RCMP last night at 2241.
Okay.
Did you find the boy? Yes. Okay, so he's been located. But not a happy resolution, apparently.
Yeah, no, I guess not, no. That's too bad. Okay. All right, well, good enough.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye.
February 2nd, 2012, 12 hours, 22 minutes, 51 seconds.
Hello.
Hello. It's Captain John Harrison calling. Is Paul Tettle around?
Speaking.
Hi, Paul Tettle. Hey, we were involved in that search up in McAvick.
Yes.
For a night search with an Aurora and a helicopter. We're just about to close up the case.
Yes.
I saw on the news that the young fellow had been found deceased.
Yes. Yes.
It's tragic. Would I be able to get the Latin long of where he was found, just so we can plot that on our chart and close up the case?
All right, I'll have to get a hold of the RCMP in McAvick and
okay.
get back on that one.
Okay, and if possible, if to be in a latitude and longitude format, that'd be great.
Okay, what's your name again?
Captain John Harrison at the Rescue Coordination Center, Halifax. Do you want my number?
No, I got your number. That's
okay.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
February 2nd, 2012, 14 hours, 26 minutes, 47 seconds.
Jerry's Yellowback Closure.
Hi, it's Jerry up in Public Affairs.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Reference the SAR yesterday for the 14-year-old.
Yes.
I got a couple of media queries on this.
Okay.
How involved were we?
Do you want me to handle this?
Yeah, sure, go right ahead.
Hi. Hey, Jerry, it's John Harrison.
Hi.
February 2nd, 2012, 14 hours, 26 minutes, 47 seconds.
Jerry, she's the Yellowback Closure.
Hi, it's Jerry up in Public Affairs.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Reference the SAR yesterday for the 14-year-old.
Yes.
I got a couple of media queries on this.
Okay.
How involved were we?
Do you want me to handle this?
Yeah, sure, go right ahead.
Hi. Hey, it's Jerry, it's John Harrison.
Hi.
We were only supporting a provincial operation.
Okay.
It was basically a RCMP were handling it for the province of Newfoundland.
Okay.
As is their normal practice. And they requested air support. So we provided an Aurora.
Okay.
And we've provided a Griffin helicopter. They did night search, but then during the daytime, once they got into daytime searching, then we handed that responsibility for the air search back over to the province.
Okay.
And they chartered their own aircraft. But they used Casera spotters, which are a resource that was sort of started through an initiative in the military. But
yep.
They are they have a memo of understanding now with the province, so they can be used for ground SAR as well. But they're largely CASERA, Civil Air Search and Rescue Association, is used as a civilian volunteers helping out the air search effort.
Right.
So that's how we're involved. Basically, not our case.
Okay.
Just supporting RCMP.
Okay, supporting RCMP. Okay. Do you have a contact there for me that I can refer the media to?
Sure. Now, it was our contact. Let me just take a look in the case file. Our contact was EMO.
February 2nd, 2012, 14 hours, 28 minutes, 37 seconds.
The RCMP constable up on site is a corporal, just a constable.
Okay.
So I don't think he'd be good contact to bother. There's Paul Peddle. He's the EMO representative. I've got a number for him.
Okay.
Emergency Measures Organization for Newfoundland is basically overall responsible for coordinating that, but they hand that responsibility over, just like they're, instead of having provincial police, of course, Newfoundland has just has a contract with the RCMP to provide that service.
Coordinating and handing over to RCMP. Okay.
All right.
I think that's all I need.
Great.
If I don't, I'll call you back.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
February 2nd, 2012, 14 hours, 34 minutes, 42 seconds.
Hi, it's
Lee Stephen Glencross, and Lee Stephen Glencross at Air Ground Air in Halifax.
Hi.
I have Custer, is it 372 or 327?
327. 327.
Center
Halifax.
Yeah, hi, is it Wendell?
Yes, it is.
It's Ali, how are you?
Pretty good, Ali.
Hey, who's the air coordinator? Is it John?
Yeah, John's at the desk. I just hopped on the line, too.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good.
There's a lot of hype now with the media about a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
I'm not going to entertain any requests for media or anything like that.
Okay.
Because they're going to try to tie it into to the sub-center closure and all that.
Oh, yes.
So what I would ask is if you could update the media tape with the details of the Makovic case.
Oh, okay.
Basically, that we helped out with the, we were called on this day at this time, and we provided a helicopter from 444 Squadron and an Aura who has the proper things for, the FLIR and all that stuff, and that we haven't had any more requests for that, and then that's basically it. So we're going to refer them to the media tape so we don't get any calls.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, it wasn't even our case.
Well, yeah. This is the thing, right? This is what they're asking us, the details of the Makovic case, but it's not our jurisdiction.
No, we don't.
I know what they're trying to do, and I don't want to get into that.
Right on. A good idea. Okay, I'll update the tape.
And then maybe on the tape, specifically say that this is an EMO, for any further request, this is an EMO jurisdiction.
Right.
And then forward it to them.
Okay, I will do.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, John.
February 2nd, 2012, 14 hours, 36 minutes, 41 seconds.
For the Joint Rescue Center Halifax. Today is the 2nd of February. Time right now is about 10:30 in the morning. Presently, all is quiet in the Halifax Search and Rescue Region. There are no cases in progress at this time. Concerning the case of a missing 14-year-old boy in the Makovic area, the Canadian Forces provided some search effort in support of a RCMP/EMO Newfoundland search operation. It was humanitarian. We provided an Aurora aircraft to search during the night using FLIR, which is forward-looking infrared, which can detect heat sources. We also sent a Griffin helicopter from Goose Bay to provide some visual search during the nighttime search effort. This was on the night of the 1st of February. On the daytime hours on the 1st of February, the air search was resumed again by the province of Newfoundland using a charter aircraft and Casera spotters. The military was not requested to provide any support to this RCMP EMO operation. For any further update on the Makova case, recommend you contact either Newfoundland RCMP Detachment or EMO Newfoundland for more detail on this case. There's nothing further at this time. Good day.
Recording stopped. Started. Your temporary greeting was...